This is Apollo Control Houston at 2 hours and 19 minutes of ground elapsed time. We're standing by in Mission Control awaiting acquisition with the Araya aircraft, who are presently on station for this pass. It will be during this, following this acquisition and during this pass, that we will have the translunar injection burn. Prior to the burn, booster, the S-4B, will go into time base 6. This would be 9 minutes 38 seconds prior to the TLI burn, and that will represent the automatic sequence in the booster leading to the burn itself. We presently show a TLI ignition time of 2 hours 33 minutes 35 seconds, with a burn duration of 5 minutes 43 seconds, predicted velocity at cutoff 35,589 feet per second, with a delta V of 10,389 feet per second. During the burn itself, we will be monitoring data from the instrument unit on the S-4B. This would be data such as velocity, current altitude, and a predicted apogee at time of shutdown. This data will come through us through one of the Araya aircraft. We're at 2 hours 20 minutes ground elapsed time, continuing to monitor. We show some 13 minutes away now from time of ignition, and this is Apollo Control Houston.